Today's daf is Nida Daf Zayin, and we have five lines from the bottom of Daf Vav Amid Beis Tanan Hasam. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refua Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza. So the Gemara is continuing to discuss the first sugya of Masechtas Nida, and that is a Machloikis Shammai, Hillel, and the Chachamim. A woman did a bedika, and she found out. The question is, how long has the dam been there? Meaning, how long has she been a Nida? Shammai says, Kol Anoshim Dayan Shaitan. She doesn't have to be concerned that the dam was there previously. Now she found the dam. Dayan Shaitan Mikanu Lahaba. She has to treat herself as a Nida. A Nida Dairaisa. But as it relates to what happened in the past, you don't have to be concerned. Hillel says, no. Now that she found dam, there's a real chashash that maybe she was a Nida previously. As a result, she has to go back to the last time that she knows for sure she was clean. From that point up until now, she's treated as a Suffolk Nida. Everything that she touched will be Tamei Misafik. So for example, if she touched Truma, this Truma might be Truma Tahira, it might be Truma Tmeya. As a result, Toilin, Loi Oichlin, Loi Sarfin. The Chachamim, the third sheet, the Halacha, was a Hachkra between Shammai and Hillel. Rather, it's the lesser of Me'es Le'es, which is 24 hours, or Mipkida L'Pkida, the last time that she did a Bedika. One thing that emerged from the first five daf in the Masechtas Nida is that even though the Chachamim said loy kidiv rezeh, meaning that there is a tumah l'mafreya, albeit for the lesser of mipkida lepkida or me'es le'es, this tumah l'mafreya is not a real tumas nida in the sense that there's a real chashash da'iraisa that maybe she's a nida. Rather, on the da'iraisa level, we can rely on whatever Shammai relied on for timing that the Gemara gave in the beginning of the Masechta to explain my time at the Shammai, and we can assume that really she's becheskas, that she's not a Nida. It's a Chumrah that we say that on some level she has to be treated as a Nida. And because it's only a Chumrah, Chazal limited this Chumrah to specific cases. We saw at the very end of yesterday's daf was the Gemara brought a memra from Rav Huna, two lishonos of exactly what Rav Huna said. The first lishon of Rav Huna was that the Tumas Nida of Me'es Le'es, of Limafreya, was only said regarding Kaivish. It wasn't even said with regards to Truma. So if this Nida touched Kachim any time in the last 24 hours, there's going to be a Tumah Limafreya. But if she touched anything other than Kachim, even if she touched Truma, which is very similar to Kachim, you're not going to have this Allah. Frank the Gemara, why then is it not mentioned in the Mishnah, in the third paragraph of Masechtas Chagiga, that mentions Chumras of Kachim over Truma? And the Gemara gave an answer. But the point is, this is really one of the chumras that you have in Kachim versus Truma. It's certainly not Negei Chulin, it's only Negei Kodesh. That was the first Lashon of Rav Huna. The second Lashon of Rav Huna was that it's true for Kachim, it's true for Truma. Stating that, there still is a difference between Kachim and Truma in the laws of Me'es Le'es, and that is the Halacha also relates to Chulin Shenasu al Tairus HaKodesh. It just doesn't relate to Chulin Shenasu al Tairus HaTruma. So it certainly doesn't relate to everything, meaning it's limited in terms of its scope. The question is, how limited is it? According to the first Lashon of Rav Huna, only Kachim, nothing else. According to the second Lashon of Rav Huna, it's true for Kachim, it's true for Truma, it's even true for Chulin Shenasu al Tairus HaKodesh. Either way, the Gemara is going to begin now with a digression within the laws of Tumah v'Tahira, specifically with regards to the halachas of Challah. So a little bit of an introduction. The halacha is, it's a pasuk in the Torah, Parsha Shlach, Reishis Arisoi Seichen Challah Torimu Truma. Ketrumas goyren came to Arima Wais. It says the Torah, just like a yid, is not allowed to eat from his peiros, from his tfu, until he's mafis truma. So too, a person is kneading dough, baking bread, baking challah. Before you eat from the dough, you have to be mafresh challah. Reishis arisoi seichem challah tarimu truma. Additionally, it's clear in the pasuk that challah is like truma. The pasuk says, Ketrumas goyren came to Arima Wais. And when the pasuk says it's like truma, it means it's like truma with the gansa ganskai. Number one, truma has to be given to a kohen, chala is given to a kohen. If a zor eats truma, he's chayiv misa. If a zor eats chala, he's going to be chayiv misa. If somebody eats from his peiros, an achilas kva, without being mafresh truma, he's going to be chayiv misa, he ate tevel. If somebody would eat from the isa without being mafresh chala, you would have the same halacha. Chala is to isa what truma is to peiros. 100%. There's a pasuk in the Torah that says, "Vanino sati lecha es mishmeres trumoisai." Chazal learned from here a very basic halacha in Hilchas Truma, and that is that you're not allowed to be metame truma. You're not allowed to take truma and make it tameh. But the Gemara Masechtas Bcheres Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph says that this pasuk that teaches me the azara that you're not allowed to be metame truma said va'anino sati l'chos mishmeres trumoisai. Trumoisai is a lashon rabbim. What's the trumoisai? It's coming to teach me that not only can one not be metame truma tahira, one can also not be metame truma that might be tameh. So if you have truma that safik tameh safik tahar, va'anino sati l'chos mishmeres shmira. Trumoisai, even that truma, which may already be tamei. Meaning, if truma is tamei already, for sure there's no issur to be metamei. But if it's only a suffix, maybe it's tahar, maybe it's tamei. You have a parish in the Torah that was nemar al hasafik, just like Hashem Tolu was nemar al hasafik. There's certain parishiyah, suffix soita was nemar al hasafik. You have an azor in the Torah that was nemar with regards to something that maybe is tahar, maybe is tamei. The Torah says that if you have something that might be tahar, might be tamei, the halacha is you're not allowed to be metamed. If this is true for truma, it's true for challah as well. Because again, challah and truma parallel each other. Challah is the isa, what truma is the peris. If you have dough that might be tahar, it might be tameh, the halacha is that you're not allowed to be metamed. Either way, the Gemara now is going to introduce a Mishnah. This Mishnah is in the third parak of Masechtas Challah, which deals, of course, with the halachas of challah, but specifically, it deals with the halacha of chulin hatfulin l'challah. So that sounds a little intimidating. But really, all it means is that a woman, she's in the kitchen, and she's kneading dough, she's about to bake challah. Before she bakes the challah, she's going to be mafresh challah. The dough, before she's mafresh challah, is tevel. It's also chulin. It's chulin hatfulin l'challah. So it's the dough that has in it the challah, but before you were actually mafresh the challah. So you would think, if you weren't mafresh the challah yet, so there's certainly no kedusha in the dough. It's tevel. Tevel is macholis asurois. It's the antithesis of kedusha. But Chazal saw it differently. Chazal said that being that there's a din to be mafresh challah from this tevel, we look at the tevel as if it has challah in it right now, and this dough will have certain chumras, certain halachos as it relates to challah. That's the theme of the first part of today's daf. Chulin hatvulin l'challah, as it meets the laws of Tumah v'Tahara. But either way, Zokta Gemara, Mishtan Hasam, Noi Lada Safik Tumah. A woman was baking, and she had dough, and the dough now became Safik Tumah. Could be it's Tumah, it could be it's Tumah. So Allah says false. Actually, Gilgal, if she didn't do the Gilgal yet, meaning she didn't roll the dough, not some Machalik, we showed him exactly what Gilgal is. It's very, very important when you learn Hilchas Challah, because the Shas Gilgal is when the dough becomes Tevel. It's when there's a Chi of the Raisa now to be Mafresh Challah. So before the Gilgal, the dough's not Chayv and Challah yet. After Gilgal, the dough's Chayv and Challah. Meaning before the Gilgal, it's not Tevel yet. After the Gilgal, it's already going to be Tevel. But what we need to know is that Gilgal is that cutoff point. Before the Gilgal, it's not Tevel yet. There's no Chi of Challah. After Gilgal, yeah. So a woman was kneading dough, and now there was no light in the dough, a safik tomos. If she didn't do the gulga yet, halacha is teyasa betomo. If she wants, she could be metamet. Even though it's safik tomei, but also safik tar, you want to go now, be a dayim, be metamet, it's not a big deal. Misha gulga, once the gilgal happened already, teyasa betahira. At that point, she has to make sure that she observes it betahira. She's not let it be metamet. What's the reason? Actually, gilgal teyasa betomo, because chulin inu. It's regular, good, old-fashioned chulin. It's not tevel, it's not chayv and chal yet. So you have dough that might be tomei, might be tar. It's 100% chulin. There's no reason not to be metamid because umutu ligroim tumah l'chulin. You're allowed to be goyim tumah l'chulin sheb Eretz Yisrael, even if it's an Eretz Yisrael. You would have thought maybe Eretz Yisrael, the chulin is different. It's not. The chulin is chulin is chulin. The bottom line is that being that there's no issa to be metamid chulin and all it is chulin, there's no ish. Misha gilgal, once she does the gilgal, however, teyasa b'tahira. At that point, she has to make sure that she keeps it tahar. You know why? Because now already it's chayev and chala. So, chulin hatfulin kechala dom. And being that it's tevel, it has the challah in it, so to speak, we treat it in halacha as challah. And if that's the case, for us, you're not allowed to be metama challah, you're also not allowed to be metama challah that maybe is already tameh. So even though it was already noilad, a suffix, in this challah, or in this chulin hatfulin lechala, that it might already be tamei. It's all good. If it might be tamei anyways, so maybe misafik, you're allowed to go now be matamit. But that's the pasuk that we mentioned earlier. It says v'hinei at nasati lachas mishmeres chumoy soy lashin rabim cheres lamadalam and alav. That just like you're not allowed to be matama truma that's 100% tar, you also can't be matama truma that maybe is tar. The bottom line is what you see from here is the halacha of chulin hatfulin lechala. But you see more than that, that it relates even to that halacha of ani hinei nesati l'chas mishmeres shumais. You could have thought that maybe that's only true for the real challah. No, it's true even for the chulin hatfulin l'challah. How does it play itself out? L'maisa, once the gilgal happened, if the dough might be tahar, but might be tameh, the halacha is, you're not allowed to be metameh. Tana, Bryce was taught with regards to this mishnah, v'chalasa tluya, the halacha is that this chulin, that's tfulin lechala, that might be tahar, might be tameh, which we just said, therefore, the halach is you're not allowed to be metameh. So what happens now when you're mafresh techala? I mean, you're going to have to be mafresh techala. So what are you going to do with the chala? The halach is loy oichlin, veloy sarfin. You're not allowed to eat it. You're also not allowed to burn it. Says the Braisa, there is a safik amru. What kind of safik was this halacha said regarding besafik chala? The halacha was said with regards to safik chala. Okay, says the Gemara, my sofik chala. What does that mean? Abaye Rava Dami Chavayu. Abaye Rava both explain. Shaloi Toimar. Don't think by Chachay Shanino that maybe the only time this halacha was said was with regards to a sofik such as Hoy Chachoyz. What does that mean? A suffix where there's like a real suffix. Like the case of Shnei Shvilin. So this was the prototypical example of a real suffix. There were two roads. One of the roads was Tameh. One of the roads was Tahar. Meaning if somebody would walk down one of the roads, he's for sure Tameh. The other one, he's Tahar. He walked down one of the roads, he just can't remember. He was spacing out. He doesn't remember if he went this way, if he went that way. If he went this way, he's Tameh. If he went that way, he's Tahar. But being that he doesn't know, so right now he's a suffix. That's considered Hoychachos, a real suffix. That's real suffering in the sense that it's a 50-50 chance that maybe he's Tameh, maybe he's Tar. Said Abaye v'Rava, when the Braisa said, Be'iza suffik amru, this halacha, it's besuffik chala, it means la'afuke, it doesn't have to be shaloi toimar, that the suffik is only going to be true if it was a suffik such as hoichach, it's like shnei shvilim, because that type of suffik, the hasam chulin grade nami mitama, that's a regular suffik. And we wouldn't need a braisa to tell me that that type of suffik is considered a suffik in the laws of chala, because that type of suffik is always considered a suffik. It sounds like the braisa, the chalasa tluya, loy oichlam v'loy sarfen, there is a suffik amru, a suffik chala, it sounds like it's coming to be moisef, a chiddish, in the quality of the suffik, in the echos of the suffik. Hello, what is the chiddush? Benishan. It's even true for a suffik such as nishan. What's that? The time we went to the mission. Azav and Tar shayu parkim and achamar. Azav and Tar together were unloading a donkey. Oitay and they were loading a donkey. It's not just a son covered. If it was a very heavy load, so they're working together, either taking something off a donkey, putting something on a donkey. If the load that they were carrying was very masan, then the halach is tameh. They're considered to be tameh. Or the tar. The zav is anyways tameh. The tar is considered to be tameh. Masan kal, if it was a light weight, then the halach is tahar. Why? Because if the thing they're carrying is tameh, then we assume that the tahar ended up leaning on the tameh, or the tameh leaned on the tahar, which would create tameh issues. If a tameh leans on a tahar, not every tameh, but a zav, the halach is he would be metameh the tahar, behesed. If a tahar leaned on a tameh, he would become tameh as well. Being that the load is heavy, there's a good chash that they may have leaned on each other in the course of working together, and as a result, there's going to be tameh. Stating that, but kulan tayr in the bnei knesses. The halacha is that as it relates to the bnei knesses, these are the chaverim, these are the people that were nizah b'tahira. With regards to them, you don't have to be worried about tumah. This tumah you see as a qualitatively not such a real chash tumah. Because if Tumas Nishon was a real Chashash Tumah, then why are they Tahir in the Bnei HaKesses? You see, it was a special Chumrah that we said with regards to certain halachas. Which halachas? With Tmein LeTrumah. It's true with regards to Truma, for example. Being that Chala and Truma are the same, so essentially what the Bryce is saying is that if you have a Sofik Tumah, you're going to have the halacha that you're not allowed to be Matana. But being that we're dealing with Chala, so it takes on the chumrah of what's considered safik tumah with regards to chala, which is the same as what's considered safik tumah with regards to truma.
Ordinarily, Safik would have to be something similar to Shnei Shvila. In the context of Truma, you see, even Nishan, maybe they leaned on each other, is considered a Safik. If it's true for Truma, it's true for Challah. And here's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is, it's even going to be true for Chulin, Hatfulin, L'Challah. Because really, we weren't discussing real Truma, Challah. We were discussing only Chulin, Hatfulin, L'Challah. And even that type of Suffolk, we're saying a Suffolk Nishan would be considered a Suffolk. Bottom line is that what emerges is that there's a Chiddush called Chulin Hatfulin L'Chal. Chulin Hatfulin L'Chal is treated like Chala. It's treated like Chala in the sense that you can't be Matamid. It's treated like Chala that even if it's already Suffolk that it might be Tameh, you also can't be Matamid. And it's treated like Chala that even if the Suffolk is a Suffolk Nishan, even then you're going to have those halachas. The halacha that you can't be Matamid, and the halacha of Chalasa Tluyo Loy Oichlin Veloy Sarfin, because Chulin Hatfulin L'Chal is treated 100% like Chala with all the Chumras of Challah, which are the same as the Chumras of Truma. A little bit confusing, but that's the halach. Great Gemara. The Chulin Atfun L'Challah K'Challah Dom, is that true? That Chulin Atfun L'Challah is treated like Challah, but Tanya, we learned it in Hebrew, so Isha Shehi Tfulas Yoim. A woman was a Tful Yoim. This is not a Bryce, it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in the fourth parak of Mesechtis Tful Yoim. So we're deep into Tyrus now. A woman was a Tfulas Yoim. So she was Tameh, she went to the mikvah, but she doesn't become Tar 100% until the sun sets, until Harav Sheresh. What's the halacha of a Tful Yoim? A Tful Yoim was treated like a Sheni Latum. So this woman is a Tfulas Yoim, and she's now working in the kitchen. So the halacha is Lashas Isa. She can knead her dough, V'koytzei Mena Chalasa. When it comes time to set aside challah, so she has to be very careful, because if she's going to touch the challah, then she's going to end up being mitama the challah. A sheni l'tuma could be mitama truma and kachim. Challah is like truma. As a result, a sheni l'tuma could be mitama the truma. So she has to be very careful when she needs the dough not to be mafresh the challah and then touch the challah, because she's a tfulas yoy. So what's the halacha? Koytze mena chalasa, umanichasa bechvisha oiba anchusa, umakefes v'kari l'ashem. Basically, she has to make sure she doesn't touch the challah. Because if she's going to be mafresh the challah and then she's going to touch it as a sheni l'tumah, she's going to end up being metamed. Why? Because she is shlishi. Ushlishi tahar b'chulin. Meaning, she can touch the dough. That's not a big deal because the dough is chulin. The problem is once she's mafresh the challah, if she's going to touch the challah, that's going to be the issue. What's the Gemara's kasha? If you're going to tell me chulin hatfulin l'challah k'challah dami, hatami tenu. If there's halacha that chulin hatfulin l'challah is treated like challah, then how could she work with the dough in the first place? As soon as she rolls the dough, as soon as the Gilgal happens, at that point, the chulin is full of challah. Once it's chulin challah, it has a din of challah. You tell me it has a din of challah with regards to if it's tameh, you can't be metamed. If it's a suffix that it's tameh, you can't be metamed. The chiddush of suffix nishan, which is usually not enough of a suffix for us to start getting, you're having issues with it, but being that it's an issue for truma, it's an issue for challah, it's an issue for chulin hatfulin l'challah. So how come when it comes to the halacha of a tful yoim, who's a sheni l'tuma, who can't touch truma, can't touch challah, why could she touch the isa when it's in a state of chulin hatfulin l'challah? I'm Rabbayas. Rabbayas said it's different. Kol shevadai mitamu chulin. When you have a vadai source of tuma, gazer al sveikim b'shem chulin hatfulin l'challah. Vayit tful yoim kimit loy mitamu vadai l'chulin. Being that it's not a real tuma in the first place, on the deraisa level, like God's are all mishum chulin hatfulin l'challah. In other words, there's a difference between you have a vadai source of tuma, like in the case of nishan, where a zav maybe leaned on the dava tahar. Tuma zav is a real source of tuma. On every level, it's a real source of tuma. Now you have a suffix because it's only a suffix nishan, and maybe it's not a real suffix. But with the source of the tuma is a real source of tuma, then we say that whatever relates to truma and challah will relate to tchulin atfulin l'challah as well. But tfulas yoim is a chisorin in the ikker chefs of the tuma. It's not a real tuma. Midei raisa, really, she shouldn't have a din of a sheni l'tuma. She shouldn't be able to be metama. So the whole institution of the tuma of the tful yoim is a chiddush. That tumah was never nemar with regards to chulin hatfulin l'challah. So with the ikker underlying tumah is a real tumah, so then it extends itself even to chulin hatfulin l'challah, despite the fact that it's in a context where it can't be metamah chulin, it could only be metamah truma l'challah. Good, chulin hatfulin l'challah is k'chalu dami. But with the cheftza, geshmak esvara, is not a proper tuma, in that case, you don't have this halach. We're asking another kasha, and that's what it has to do with our sugyo. From Yesh Leisha Benida, the Vadai Metamechulin, Yesh Leisha Benida, the halach is that regular nida is matama chula, of course. For like gazru al sveika. Yet, as it relates to tumas me'es le'es, which the Gemara here is calling safik, the halacha is that it's not mitama even chulin hatfulin lechala. How do you know? The Amar Mar Kiblu Minei Rav Shulman Rav Yitzchak Bechulin Shanasu Al Tairis Kodesh V'loi Bechulin Shanasu Al Tairis Truma. So the Gemara's Teretz is seemingly so obvious that it's even hard to understand the Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha is that the second Lashon of Rav Huna, of yesterday's daf, that we chazered over in the introduction to today's daf, and that is that when do you have Tumah Mi'eis L'Eishav Nida? Kachin, Truma, and Chulin Shanasu Al Tairis HaKadosh. But Chulin Shanasu Al Tairis HaTruma, you don't have the Salacha. Frank the Gemara, why don't you have the Salacha by Chulin Shanasu Al Tairis HaTruma? Isn't Chulin Shanasu Al Tairis HaTruma like Chulin HaTfulin LeTruma? And if Chulin HaTfulin LeTruma, or Chulin HaTfulin LeChala, is like Truma, it's like Chala, then just like the halach is tumas nida me'eis le'eis is matama real truma, it should also be matama chulin shenasu al tairis al truma. And this is not like tumas tful yoyim with the whole tuma is a chiddish, because we're having tumas nida. Tumas nida is a real tuma. Sefek de Gemara, l'chura, how does everything we just said, as confusing as it was, shtim with the most basic halacha that we learned with regards to Tumas Nida Mi'eis Le'eis, where the halacha is that it's Metama Kodesh, it's Metama Truma, it's Metama Tchulin Shanasu Al Tairis HaKodesh, but it's not Metama Tchulin Shanasu Al Tairis HaTruma. Meaning you're telling me that Tchulin Shanasu Al Tairis HaTruma is not like Truma, which doesn't stem L'chura with the Mishnah and the Braisa and Mesachta Schala. Ve'in Loimar, that we treat Tumas Nida Mi'eis Le'eis like a Tfulas Yoim, because Tfulas Yoim, that whole Tumas HaKodesh, Tumas Nida Mi'eis Le'eis, the Tumas a Chiddush? Why is the Tumas a Chiddush? L'chur, it's regular Tumas Nida. Talk to Gemara, two terutzim, both very obvious terutzim. Hasam, number one, over the loy psicha b'truma, hacha psicha b'truma, yatan echitin v'hoi d'loy b'zayrin. You're getting confused, says the Gemara, between chulin hatfulin l'chala, or chulin hatfulin l'truma, and chulin shenasu al tairis l'truma. It's two separate things. Chulin hatfulin l'truma means you have chulin, 100% chulin. It's not nasu al tairis anything. It's chulin. It's chayiv and truma, which means that right now it's tevel, and this truma technically geknipped inside this chulin right now. But what is it? It's chulin. Being that it's chulin, so, but being that this truma inside of it, it has chumras of truma. Chulin shenasu al tairis ha-truma is weird. There is no truma inside this chulin. You have mafresh truma already. But there were people that took upon themselves chumras, kayanim for the most part, where they would observe their chulin as if it was trumas. But there's no real truma inside of it. Being that there's no truma inside of it, why should you be machmir necessarily? But the point is not the same. So, hacha, psicha bu truma. In our case, where the chulin was tfulin l'chala, there is chala inside the chulin. Being that there's chala inside the chulin, so over here we're machmer, as opposed to where it was only nasa al tairis al truma, there's no real truma there. No real truma there, you don't have to be wrong. Viva yisei ma'anach me'es le'es, the rabbanon. That really tumas nida me'es le'es is like tfulas yoyim. We assume it's not like tfulas yoyim. Tfulas yoyim is a chiddish. Here you have tumas nida. It's not true, because the chshash of there being tumas nida l'mafreya is not a real chshash. Again, this is, keep on seeing this theme, that all it is a derabanan, it's a chumrah with regards to kachim and truma, etc. But being that all it is a chumrah, really the whole tumah is a chiddush, that chiddush was never nemar, maybe for chulin shenasu al tairis ha-truma, and maybe even for chulin atfulin ha-truma, it wouldn't have been nemar. It wouldn't have been nemar because it liked tfulas yoyim with the tumah itself as a chiddush, it was limited to the real truma. This is limited to the real truma as well. Zok the Mishnah Vayda, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer. Rabbi Eliezer said, so a lot of the next Mishnah we've already seen, either way, it really returns to the sugya of the first Mishnah, and that is the Machloikis Shammai Hill and the Chachos. Rabbi Eliezer said, Arba Noshim, Dayan Shaitan. There are four women whose halacha is Dayan Shaitan. Psula, a Besula, a Mu'uberes, a Meinika, a woman that's nursing, viskena, and an older woman. Hatzada shavish behen is that all these women are becheskas that their mesulekas damen. A besula is becheskes misulekes damen uperes minikins get amrav Yeshua. Rav Yeshua told Rav Eliezer, ani lo shamati el psul. I only heard it with regards to psul. He told him, I says, I never heard it with regards to the other three. It says the Mishnah, aval halacha k'Rav Eliezer. Ezi psul. What's the definition of a psul? And the Gemara, incidentally, Rashi says many times in the Mishnah mafarish be Gemara. This is all going to be explained in the Gemara. So what's a psul? Culturally, Ross adam yamet. This is a woman who never had dam. Aval pishin esu. Even if she's married, but if she never had dam nida, then she's considered a psula as relates to this Mishnah. Mu'uberes, what's the definition of a mu'uberes in this Mishnah? Mishivada ubra. As soon as the uber is nicker, as soon as you can tell that she is a mu'uberes, which usually is after 3 months, bimei chazal, so the halachi is, at that point she has a din of a mu'uberes. What's a meinika? Ad shetigmales bina. As long as she's still nursing her child, she has a din of a meinekes. Nasnim, not a meinekes. So what happens if she gives the child over to a meinekes? So she hired a nurse, like in the olden days, to nurse the child. Gamlasai, or she finished nursing her. Oimei, so what if the child, Leilenu, died? So the Ramei says, metame mieisleis, that there, being that practically, physically, she's not meinekes right now. So you don't have the aloch anymore of dayashaita. You don't have that kulo. So now there is going to be tomeyes b'chamim leimrim dayashaita. It's always skin. What's a skin? Kol shol This is a woman that's getting older already. And it was avro leva shol eshoinus. Again, Rashi says here too, mefarish begumar. Blaz, I mean, Blaz says another. Kol yishish avro leva shol eshoinus. Any woman, not just a skin, but any woman that already had three oinus, without dam daya shaita, the halacha is that she's daya. Rabbi Yosi says muuberes umeinika. Only a muuberes umeinika shavro leim shalosh oinus daya shaita. Ubamet omru daya shaita b'riyah rishon. All these women mentioned in the Mishnah, the four according to Rabbi Eliezer and the other halachas that the Mishnah mentioned, with the din is daya shaita, it's only with regards to the riyah rishon. Avol b'shnia, once she sees, so that first ri is daya shaita, there's no tumul mafrei. But the second ri'i already, they're metama me'eisleis. Then there's going to be two me'eisleis. From Rasa, Rishonim me'oinis. What if the first ri'i she saw me'oinis? Afashnia daya shaita, then the din's going to be daya shnaita, even with regards to the ri'i shnia. Either way, a lot of halachis. And again, Rashi says, mefarish b'gemara, mefarish b'gemara, mefarish b'gemara. So it's coming in the next few daf. Zok to our time. Omali Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbi Yeshua. So the first halacha of the Mishnah was, Rabbi Eliezer said, there's four noshim that are daya shaita. Now the Mishnah, we had one already in the first Mishnah. I mean, even the Chachamim that say, but the Stumim Yeis Laes, but Isha Sheyesh La Vest, the Vest Kavua, the Halach is Daya Shait. Rabbi Eliezer was Moisef 4, Psula Muberes, Menika Skena. Rabbi Yeshua said, I only heard one. I heard Psula. I didn't hear the other three. So the Braisa gives us a little background to the real-time exchange between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Obviously, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Yeshua, Atole Shemat, Ani Shemati. He said, listen, you only heard one. I hear, it's very nice. But I'm telling you, I heard four. Atole Shemat Elo Achas, Vani Shemati Harbe. Ein Oimrim L'misha Leiroas HaChoydesh Yavi V'yed. Right? If somebody didn't see the Chaydesh, if somebody didn't see the Chaydesh, you're not going to say, come say Eidus and Bezin that you didn't see the Chaydesh. Ela Lemisha Ro'o. If someone saw the Chaydesh, he could say Eidus. Meaning, your Eidus doesn't have value. My Eidus has value. I'm telling you, I heard four. You're telling me you heard one. It's very nice. But hearing one is not a Hagadas Eidus of not hearing three. I'm telling you that I heard four. Bottom line is that was Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Yeshua. As long as Rabbi Eliezer was alive, the halacha was like Rabbi Yeshua. La'achap tirasesh Rabbi Eliezer. After Rabbi Eliezer passed away, this is counterintuitive. Hichsir Rabbi Yeshua as hadava liyoshnai ku Rabbi Eliezer. Then they went back, meaning the Mishnah said the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. But amazingly, as long as Rabbi Eliezer was alive, they didn't want the halacha to be like Rabbi Eliezer. They said, no, Rabbi Eliezer is alive, b'chayav, the halacha is going to be like Rabbi Yeshua. It was la'achap tirasesh Rabbi Eliezer. Hichsir hadava liyoshnai, and then the halacha came out. Why? My time alone. Because really, Rabbi Eliezer was shamuti. What does that mean? Rashi says Rabbi Eliezer shamuti. He was putting chayim. The Gemara with Tanach. No, Tosfos says over here, like he says another place in Shas, B'shemay Yerushalmi. That what does it mean? He was shamuti. Shamuti means he was from the Talmid of Beishamai. But Hatzada Shava Shabehen is that Talacha was never like Rabbi Eliezer. So I mean that Talacha is usually not like Rabbi Eliezer. V'savar the Chachamim were afraid. If we're going to go ahead and we're going to paskin like Rabbi Eliezer over here, Abdi Kavaseh Bachranaisa, then it's a slippery slope. We may end up passing the Rabbi Eliezer with regards to other halachas. Now, what happens if people start following Rabbi Eliezer? If you see someone that's doing something that's not oiskalten in halacha. You tell him. But mishum kvoida de Rabbi Eliezer lematzina machinabu. But you're going to put a pashkevillin all over town that they're called koire, that all the chevre that are following Rabbi Eliezer, they should know they're doing the wrong thing. Kvoida is Rabbi Eliezer God. Well, how could you do that? That's not something you can do. So therefore, they said, you know what? The smartest way to go about this is just say the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer. If the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer here, there's no concern that people will follow Rabbi Eliezer there. You'll never have to make a kol kaira. You'll never have to be meichel. You don't have to be worried about kvoidish Rabbi Eliezer because it's never going to come to that. But after Rabbi Eliezer already passed away, where at this point, let's say someone's going to follow Rabbi Eliezer in some other area of halacha. You could be meicha, because there's no kvoidish Rabbi Eliezer anymore. Rabbi Eliezer already passed away, so we might as well tell the chevra what the real halacha is. So meaning, really, Rabbi Eliezer was right. That he was right that these four noshim are dying shaitan. The Mishnah even paskin. Aval alocha k'Rabbi Eliezer. But at the same time, the Chachamim didn't want to institute it l'maisa because they were afraid that if we're going to institute l'maisa, that the alocha is like Rabbi Eliezer, people may start following Rabbi Eliezer in other areas, and you're not going to be able to be moicha b'shem kvoidish Rabbi Eliezer. So as long as Rabbi Eliezer was alive, the alocha didn't follow Rabbi Eliezer. Then already the halacha became like Rabbi Eliezer. There's obviously a lot of things pashub shan in this gemara at tzarich bir. First of all, we never find such a thing that the halacha should really be like one tana in a certain area, but there's five other places where the halacha is not like him. So we're afraid that if we're going to paskin like him here, we may paskin like him there. So therefore, we're going to go ahead. And what's this whole thing? Mishum kvoidoi de Rabbi Eliezer leimatzina machina behu. So there's so much to talk about. Just in terms of understanding the richness and the history and the context of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, the end of Masechtas Eruchin, we did Rabbi Eliezer part 1, part 2, and part 3. Hafoichba, vafoichba, ve'im beis medrash b'lei chiddush. Metz Hashem will do this in tomorrow's daf. But for now, vayit. Om Rabbi Domash Malach, Rabbi Eliezer, ba'arba. The halach is like Rabbi Eliezer in four places. So who does send the name of Shmuel? That even though Rabbi Eliezer is Shamuti, but there's four times the halach is like Rabbi Eliezer, which in and of itself is Sarach Bir. Why is the halach like Rabbi Eliezer in four places? And by the way, we'll see on Daf Ches that it's only four places in Tyrus that the halach is like Rabbi Eliezer. If you want to now take Shisha Sidre Mishnah, then you're going to find even other places where the halach is like Rabbi Eliezer. So man of Shach. I mean, he was so afraid to ever go not like Rabbi Eliezer. So Mitamol, there's four places. Again, Sarach Bir. Sok to Gemara. Om Rabbi Domash Shmuel. Halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer ba'arba chodah dam moram. One is our Mishnah right here. The four nashim that are dying shaitan. Idoch hamikasha kamatishva v'tehe zava. The halacha is that if a woman be mei ziva, sees dam 3 days in a row, she becomes a zava gedoyla. But there's an exception to the rule. And that is a woman that's pregnant and she's in labor. So if she sees dam 3 days in a row, we can attribute the dam to the behema hamikasha, or not the behema, I'm sorry, but the child that's mikasha over here, hamikasha, and therefore we'll attribute it to dam leda and not to dam ziva, big nafkamina. She doesn't have a din of a gzava gedayla. The Mishnah over there is discussing what happens if a woman is pregnant. She thinks she's in labor and she has pain. She sees dam 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, and then she didn't have a baby. The whole thing subsided. So the halacha is, and now it's huvra adavla mafreya that she really was a zava, assuming it happened in mei ziva. So now she's going to have to be a zava gedayla. The question is, how long do the pains have to stop for us to now go back to Mafreya and say, oh, Vaisois, it wasn't labor, but rather it was Ziva, says the Mishnah. Mekasha, Kama Tishpa, Vete Zava, for to be now retroactively treated like a Zava. Me'es le'es, Tatlachis, Me'es le'es, Divrei, Rabbi Eliezer. Da'alocha kidvarav, oh, da'alocha is like Rabbi Eliezer. This is the second time where da'alocha is like Rabbi Eliezer. Idah, what's the third case? Hazava, Hazava Shabbat Guatzma, and we're dealing with a Zava, and a Zava, that's a Zav, or Zava Gedoyla, meaning that they require Shivanakim. So he needed to do Bedikis for 7 days. They did a Bedika Yom Rishoy Umatzatar and Yom Shvi Umatzatar. But they didn't do a Bedika during the interim days. So they did the Bedika the first day and the seventh day. They both got, those were both clean. But in interim days, they didn't do. So how do you treat this? It was a big machlokes tanah. Rebbe Lezer said, Rebbe Cheskes Tyra. No, first day, seventh day, you could assume the days in between were good as well. They're tahar. It's considered Shevinakim. Rebbe Shua Aimer, Ein Lehem Elo Yom Rishon Yom Shvi Bovad. They have 2 days. but they need another 5 days. Rabbi Akiva, ein lamele yem shviyah bovad. No, we're now worried that maybe there was not between day one and seven. He can't count day one anymore. Day seven, you have 1 day. Either according to Rabbi Lezi, you have 7 days. According to Rabbi Yeshua, you have 2 days. According to Rabbi Akiva, you only have 1 day. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosi, nirin divrei Lezi, Rabbi Yeshua. That if you think about it, Rabbi Eliezer's svara certainly seems more mistaber than Rabbi Yeshua. Meaning, if the first and the seventh days count, then how could the 5 days in between not count? Doesn't make sense. Otherwise, it's not Shem and Akiyim. V'divri Rabbi Akiva Divri Kula. However, I think Rabbi Akiva really makes the most sense. Because you did a bedikah a week ago, mechatesa. Right now, you did one, that should count. Maybe in the last 5 days where there was no bedikah, maybe there was really dam. However, avol, halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer. So this is the third time with halacha's right k'Rabbi Eliezer. So the first three are pretty straightforward. The first one's our sugya. The second one is hamakasha kama tishma v'tei zava. This is the woman that's in labor that saw dam 3 days in a row. Is it dam ziva? Or is she a yoyledes? And the third is someone who needs shivanikian that did a bedika yom rishon yom shvi, but not in the interim days. The fourth one is complicated. The fourth is a mishnah mesechtes tahayros perikhes mishnah zayin. For this mishnah, we need a little bit of a background. We'll try to do this fast. And that is, we spoke yesterday, and we're familiar already with the basic laws of tumah. And that is an ovat tumah, anything that's a source of tumah, could be metama adam kelim. So whether it's a mace, whether it's a zav, whether it's a nida, whether it's a sheretz, whether it's an avela, anything that's a source of tum, even though all tumas are different, but hatzada shava shabahem, that metama odom kelen oichlon mashkin. Odom kelen oichlon mashkin, they come in contact with another tumma, the tumma gets diluted a little bit, nechayv starga, they now become not an other tumma, they're not a source of tumma, they're a rishon l'tumma. A rishon l'tumma could only be metama oichlon mashkin. So, if a person touches a Rishon L'Tumah, it doesn't become Tumah. A Rishon L'Tumah can be Metama Oichlun U'Mashkin. If the Rishon L'Tumah is Metama Oichlun U'Mashkin, it makes it a Sheni L'Tumah. A Sheni L'Tumah could only be Metama Truma or Kachim. If it is Metama Truma or Kachim, it makes it into a Shlishi L'Tumah. Truma and Kachim, or something that's a Shlishi L'Tumah, could only be Metama Kachim. And makes that Kachim into a Revi L'Tumah. So only Kachim could be a Revi. Only Truma or Kachrim could be a Shlishi. I mean, Chulin can't be a Shlishi. But again, that's the basic halacha of Avatoma, Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi. There's one major exception to this rule. It's all on the rabbinic level, but there's one major exception, and that is Mashkin. That is Tumas Mashkin. The halacha of Tumas Mashkin is that if a Rishon L'Tumah touches Mashkin, that's Chulin, it doesn't make it into a Sheni L'Tumah. Makes it into a Rishon L'Tumah. L'may Nafkamina, a Sheni could only be Metame Truma or Kachrim. A Rishon can be Metame even Chulin. It's a huge nafkamina, a bigger chiddush. If a Sheni L'Tumah comes in contact with Mashkin, the Mashkin becomes a Rishon L'Tumah. It gets upgraded. That's even a bigger chiddush. Would you ever have that? The fact that a Rishon can be Metame Mashkin and make it also into a Rishon, that the Tumah doesn't get diluted, you can hear. But that it actually gets upgraded, had that happen. But that's the halacha. So if Mashkin comes in contact with a Rishon, it's a Rishon. If it comes in contact with a Sheni, it's also considered a Rishon. Another chiddush that you have in Tumas Mashkin, and that is that if an Av HaTumah comes in contact with Mashkin, it doesn't make it into a regular Rishon L'Tumah. But rather, it gives it the ability to be Matama Kalim. So Rishon L'Tumah, we said, could only be Matama Oichlon U'Mashkin. But if an Av HaTumah comes in contact with a Mashka, the Mashka can now be Matama Kalim. So essentially two, if you want to look at it broadly, Chidushin and Tumas Mashkin. Number one, if Mashkin comes in contact with either a Rishon or a Sheni, it becomes a Rishon L'Tumah, so that it can be Metama, Oichlun U'Mashkin, even Chulin. If an Avatumah comes in contact with Mashkin, it makes the Mashkin like an Avatumah, it's not an Avatumah, but it makes it a Remez, Ben Benoishal Remez of an Avatumah, in the sense that it can now go ahead and be Metama Kelim. Stating that when the Chachamim instituted the latter Takana, they said that Mashkin that comes in contact with an Avatumah can be Metama Kelim, the Chachamim realized that we're going to have to limit on some level that Tumah. The reason is because it's not Tumah Midaraisa. It's only Tumah Midrabanan. If it's Tumah Midrabanan, it has to be limited. Why? Because what happens if Truma now touches that Mashkin? L'chaira, the halach is, it's not a Tumah Midaraisa. It's only Tumah Midrabanan. If you would think it's Tumah Midaraisa, then what would happen? You would... Well, not if Truma touches the Mashkin, touches the Keli, that the Mashkin was Matama. So if it's a real Tuma, so then the Truma would be Truma Tumeya. What would be the Halach of Truma Tumeya? Sarfin. But being that this Keli became Tumay through Mashkin, that really had no business being Matama to Keli, it was only Midirabanan, so how could you burn it? You can't midirabon and burn truma that midiraisa you're not allowed to burn. So what the Chachamim did was they said that even though this mashkin could be metamek kalim, we're going to make a hecker. We're going to make a some sort of way for people to realize that it's not a real toma. And what they did was they issued a leniency. They said that even though the mashkin can be metamek kalim, that's one of the chidushim of Tumas Mashkin, but not with the regular Shulchan Aruch of how something tame is metame keli. So for example, ordinarily, if something touches a keli, it doesn't matter if it touches the inside or the outside, with the exception of klicheres, where it has to touch the inside. But other than that, if it touches a keli, it doesn't matter what part of the keli it touches, the whole keli is going to be tame. When it comes to mashkin that became tame, even though they can be metame keli, you're not going to have that halacha that the whole keli is going to become tame. As we'll see soon. If it touched the achayre akeli, only the achayre akeli is going to be tame. But the inside of the keli, even the handles, are not going to be tame. For a mishnah. Additionally, as it relates to the scope of the actual tuma, meaning the avat tuma touched the mashka, which now touched the keli. So this keli is tame. What ability does this keli have to go right there now and be metama? So as it relates to that too, the Tanam felt that we're going to have to limit it. We can't say that, oh, it's metama like any Rishon Latoma is metama. Absolutely not. Because if you're going to look at this keli like a regular Rishon Latoma, if Truma touches it, you're going to burn the Truma. And this is not a real Rishon Latoma. It became tome through Mashkin that touched another Toma. There's no such thing. So the bottom line is they felt that they had to make a hecker in what exactly it's metama as well. So, okay. What is a metama? It's a machloikis tanoim. It's a machloikis none other than Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And this is the context of the fourth time with halachas of Rabbi Eliezer. What's the fourth example? Achiri kelim shenitmu b'mashkin, a back of a keli that became tome through mashkin that became tome from avatoma. So Rabbi Eliezer says that this keli can be metama. But what is it metama? Metama as a mashkin. It can be metama or mashkin. What does tame mean in the context of toma? Well, when you say tame in the context of toma, what does it mean? Tame, right? No, it means more than that. It's tame and it can be metama. Pasul means it's tame, but it can't be metama. So when you say a lulav agazel is pasul, it means you can't use it on sukkahs. When you say that something's pasul in the world of toma v'taira, it actually means it's tame. It just doesn't have the ability to be mamshach its toma, regardless. So again, Rabbi Eliezer said that if this mashkin that became tome because it came in contact with an avatoma and now touched achari akelim, the halacha is that keli could be metama mashka. Metama meaning it makes it tome, and that thing will be able to be metama vayter. But as it relates to oichlin, it can't affect oichlin at all. Metama as a mashkin, when we say it's metama mashka, even mashkin that schulin could become tummy from it. Vein poison as a oichlin, afilu de truma. Rabbi Shua, he said, metamin as a mashkin, u poison as a oichlin. Metamin as a mashkin, I agree with you, Rabbi Eliezer, it could be metamin regular mashkin, even chulin, but at the same time, u poison as a oichlin. It is going to be poison oichlin. Rabbi Eliezer said, ain't poison as a oichlin. Rabbi Shua is saying it is poison as a oichlin. What does Rabbi Shua mean? It's poison oichlin of truma. Rabbi Shua actually makes a lot of sense. Misvara, even though Tumah V'Taira transcends the world of Svara, but there is a Svara in that Rabbi Yeshua looked at this keli now as a Sheni Latoma. And being that he looked at it as a Sheni Latoma, what's the halacha of a Sheni Latoma? A Sheni Latoma that touches Mashkin, it makes the Mashkin into a Rishon Latoma. If it makes it into a Rishon Latoma, it can be Metama Chulin. A Sheni Latoma that touches Oichlin, that's Chulin, it does nothing to it. But if it touches Truma, the halach is, it makes it tame. Now, not tame that it could be a metama, other truma, because a shlishi could only be metama kachim, it can't be metama. So it's metama as a mashkin, because we look at it as a sheni latoma, so it can be metama mashkin, make it tame so that it can be metama. But as it relates to oichlin, only truma, because a sheni could only be metama truma, but even then it's poisel as a truma, because it can't make the truma tame in a way that'll be able to make other truma tame. It can make the truma tame, but it stops there. Now that truma can be metama kachin, but poisel as a truma would mean that it's poisel it from the truma perspective. Regardless, Rabbi Yeshua looked at the mashkin that came in contact with another truma, that was now metama da achiri akeli, he viewed it the achiri akel is being a sheni latoma. So what's the thought lock of a sheni latoma? A sheni is metame mashkin. It's poisel loichlin truma. In Rabbi Eliezer's world, it was a little bit more confusing. It's inconsistent. It's metame mashkin, but it can't even be poisel loichlin. So he doesn't look at it as a regular sheni. If it was a regular sheni, it would be poisel loichlin truma. So Rabbi Eliezer looked at it as this new bria of truma. According to Rabbi Shua, he looked at it as a sheni latoma. I'm Rabbi Shua. So Rabbi Shua told Rabbi Eliezer, I think I have a kal v'chomer to prove that I'm right. Kal v'chomer, matful yoyim she'im etam ha'mashke chulin, poysel noichle chumo. Achayr kelin she'im etam ha'mashke chulin, in edin she'poysel noichle chumo. L'chayr, why can't you learn a kal v'chomer from a tful yoyim? A tful yoyim is not metam ha'mashke chulin. That's the halacha. Meaning, even though a tful yoyim is technically a sheni latoma, but it doesn't have the halacha that it could be metam ha'mashke chulin. Still, it's poysel noichle chumo. The sheni latoma of Tful Yoyim was said with regards to Truma, making it a Shlishi, but it wasn't said with regards to the Chiddush of Tumas Mashkin. So what do you see from here? To be Poisel as a Truma is more like than to be Metama Mashkin. For a Sheni L'Tuma to make Truma Shlishi is more Kal than for it to make Mashkin a Rishoy. So Achayri Kalin, She Metama Mashkin Chulin, you hold Rebbe Eliezer. Inu Din Shepoisel Eichle Truma. Rebbe Eliezer told him back, Achayri Kalin Mede Rabbanon, Tful Yoyim Dei Reisel, Rabbanon Mede Reisel of Dina Kalvachayim. Don't Shtel Tzu Dei Reisel and the Rabbanon. It's two separate things. You can't make a Kalvachayim, says the Gemara. The Mede Reisel, what do you mean by that? Because Mede Reisel Inu Eichle Metama Kli. Right? Clearly this is all on a Dei Reisel, on the Rabbanon level. Because Mede Reisel and Eichle can't be Metama Kli. The Eimashka Metama Kli. For Rabbanon, who degas it? This is all the Rabbanon. Xer Mishu Mashkin is of Yizav. This is, by the way, the Makar to Tumas Mashkin. The Gemara throws it in here, Derech Agav. Why is it that Tumas Mashkin is so Chomer? Because the Zav, any liquid that comes out of Zav or Zava, is very, very Chomer. So they were concerned that the Mashkin that's Yoitza from the Zav and the Zav might be confused with regular Mashkin. So they made all Mashkin very, very Chomer. Sugya in the first parak of Masechta Shabbos that talks about Yud Ches Dvar. Either way, Mashkin da lulun lekabel tuma gazu b'rabban. Oichlin they lulun lekabel tuma the gazu b'rabban. Notice the Gemara is asking, so how come they didn't make it for Oichlin as well? So partially you would think because the Zayiv and the Reik is similar to Mashkin. The Gemara gives a different reason. The Gemara says because Mashkin in general are more vulnerable to tuma because they don't have to be hukshal lekabel tuma. Oichlin needs Masechtas Machshirim before it becomes tame. But the bottom line is that this whole thing is a derabbanon. I mean, this whole thing is a derabbanon. So you can't shtal through the tful yoyim, which is a din day rice. Says the Gemara, Maishna Achayri Kelim Denaka. How come this machlokes Reb Lezer Yeshua, but Derech Agav was only said with regards to the Achayri HaKelim? We're discussing the touch the back of the keli. That's where you have this shaila of what exactly its limitation is. L'chayri, if it touched any part of the keli, you should have the same shaila. If the mashka now touched the keli and the keli came and touched contact with mashkin or with truma, don't you have then the machlokes Reb Lezer Yeshua? So the Gemara says no, mishun the keli, because Achayri HaKelim is more kulidig in general. And that's why this machlokes Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua was only said with regards to Achayri HaKelim. Because their kulois was only said in the context of the back of a keli, which you find is more cool. I'm going to the Mishnah. Klisha, that the Achayri of the Mashkin, Achayri of Tomei, a keli that became Tomei from behind through this mashkin, that's a rishon l'tuma. The halacha is the back of it becomes tamei. Toichei oznei oignei yad of tamei. But the rest of the keli is tar. Nitma toichei. But if the inside of it became tamei, kulei tamei. The halacha is the whole thing is going to be tamei. What's the bottom line? You see from here that the back of the keli is more kuladig in the world of Tumas Mashkin. The machlokes Reb Lezer Yeshua is also only said in that kuladig apart, meaning the toichei. Then maybe it won't be so kuladig. The back, which you find the kula in the sense that the tumah doesn't spread to the entire keli, it's also only there that you have this machlokes between Rebbe Eliezer and Yeshua. Bottom line is, four times where the halacha is like Rebbe Eliezer. Afraid the Gemara, my kamash and Shmuel. I understand. Shmuel came and he's telling me a big chiddush that there's four times the halacha is like Rebbe Eliezer. But kulu tanan hilchasa. Doesn't it say halacha k'Rebbe Eliezer? I need Shmuel. So what Shmuel do? He was malakit. Shmuel was a malakit. So the Gemara says, Fritei machayri kelim kamash malon. No, maybe the chiddush of Shmuel was the last one. Doesn't say anywhere halacha k'Rebbe Eliezer, the last, the confusing one. But v'leim halacha k'Rebbe Eliezer, machayri kelim, they should have just said that. What does he have to say for? The Gemara says, Ella Hakam Ashmalon, you know what you see from here, She'in Lamedim Alachim Pi Talmud, that if the Tana or a Mishnah says the Alach is like somebody, doesn't mean anything. You have to hear it from an Amoira. The Amoiram's job was to be Machriya the Halacha, not the Tanoim's. And as a result, right, because Tanoim say things sometimes the Halacha is not like the Tana. So maybe the Tana that said the Halacha is Rabbi Eliezer, we don't paskin like. Once an Amoira says it, that's Leifayra. Then you can't argue with it anymore. So it was important for Shmuel to say that in all four cases, the Halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. Either way, this is really Rabbi Eliezer part one as it relates to the Gemara's here in Masechtas Nida. The Gemara is going to continue deep into tomorrow's daf, talking about more different places in Shas where you find find halachas like Rabbi Eliezer, and then Metz Hashem will speak out some raid about that.